Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Huiching Tan is the Director of Public Affairs for Ipsos Singapore. She is joining us now to talk about living in crisis, masked up and moving forward in Southeast Asia. Huiching, welcome again to Weekend Mornings. Great to see you again.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's early on a Sunday morning, so I appreciate you taking the time, especially to come on Facebook Live with us.
Yes.
Hope it wasn't too much of a problem for you.
No worries. Yeah.
Huiching, this new survey is out. The results are out of this new survey that you've done. Give us the overview, because this is all about Singaporeans and their attitudes toward their pay, toward their job security. What are the top line interesting points on this survey?
So actually, this survey, just a little bit of a background, what we wanted to do is really understand across Southeast Asia how different how the Southeast Asian countries are reacting towards the pandemic, both on a income as well as on current income as well as outlook perspective. So what we realized was that across the Southeast Asian countries, the current situation reported, meaning they are actually more positive about their household income current situation. And Indonesia and Philippines showing the most improvement. So they have a more positive outlook of their current situation. But what is really where the difference comes in, it's really looking ahead 6 months from now. We do see that 46% of Southeast Asian markets actually expect the economy to be stronger. However, 31% expect it to be weaker. Now, amongst all the six countries, what we saw that Indonesia is the most positive, with 75% saying that the economy will strengthen.
Indonesia was the most positive.
Yeah, Indonesia was the most positive.
Did that surprise you? I mean, given what's happening, with their COVID situation, and I mean, there's what I perceive to be a fair amount of uncertainty there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. But what is really interesting would be that for us, what we notice is that there are different cultural perspective that comes into surveys. So Indonesians and Filipinos tend to be a little bit more positive, and that's how they are. Their outlook in life and outlook in the economy, no matter how bad the situation is, their resilience level is very different and their positivity is very different. As compared to that, I think Singaporeans are slightly more pragmatic. So we saw that, which is not surprising, Singaporeans are considering more pessimistic, with only 28% expecting the local economy to improve. So that's interesting, and that's the top headline. And what you then break down to understand Singapore and what they feel about the situation, you can see that when you ask them what they think the government needs to do in the near future, you see that most of them will claim that it's about job security right now. Mm-hmm. Although virus, you need to keep everybody safe from virus, the majority of them would say that it's about protecting jobs right now. And that's more than what the other Southeast Asian countries are claiming.
Yeah. This idea of 3 in 5 Singaporeans are less confident about their job security, does that in any way reflect there's been a great deal of government support up till now and probably through the end of the year in terms of money being pumped into the system? Is there any way to tell what's driving that sentiment? To have 3/5 of them be less confident now than later? Are they seeing their jobs evaporate? Are they seeing their industries severely impacted? Any idea what is driving that sentiment?
I think what is really driving that sentiment is the uncertainty. So although I think the government has pumped in a lot of money to really help, talks about SkillFuture, there's WSGs, a lot of initiatives been put into place. What you can see is that their outlook on the current, their current situation is not too bad. They think that they've improved versus when we first came out of the lockdown. Mm-hmm. So that sentiment has improved. But what is really worrying is uncertainty, which is 6 months from now. So that is the part that they are less confident, because there's a lot of news actually in the and I think it has got to do with also the connectivity that Singapore has. We are a regional hub. Secondly, we are reliant on all the big companies, and there's a lot of layoffs happening right now. And if you think about it, the major layoffs are happening right now rather than during the pandemic or right after that. So a lot of things are happening right now as we speak. So I think that uncertainty is definitely there. And not to forget that I think there have been a lot of talks about, I think Chan Chun Sing gave a talk on 17th of September with CNBC talking about white collars being affected a lot as compared to before because of technology. I think all these different factors come in to draw that uncertainty. So yeah. I think it's the uncertainty that draws that, no matter what kind of assurance the government may have placed. That could have an impact.
Yeah, people are still just looking at their own rice bowl, right, in a very singular way. Talking with Weeching Tan, Director of Public Affairs at Ipsos in Singapore, their new survey, Living in Crisis, Masked Up and Moving Forward in Southeast Asia. We have a question of the day, Weeching, that we're putting out, and that is, compared to 3 months ago, are you more or less confident about job security in Singapore? So that is our question of the day. Compared to 3 months ago, are you more or less confident about job security? Go ahead and put that, if you are on Facebook Live with us, put it in the live video comments. We'd love to hear from you no matter where you are, as we see some folks joining us. Gil's joining us from the U.S. Great to see you on with us, Gil. Weeching, the 26% of Singaporeans that are worried about contracting COVID-19, that seems to me to be a fairly large number, given where our numbers are at right now. Did that surprise you?
Yes and no. It's interesting because I was thinking about that percentage as well, because 26% is 1 in 5 people, yeah, saying that, 1 in 4 to 5 saying that, hey, you know, I'm worried about it. But I think what it's interesting to see is that, bearing in mind that this survey cuts across different age groups, I think the reality is that the government has been very vigilant in reminding everybody that if you're not careful, and it's been drilling into people's mind, if you're not careful, this might spread. And there has been a lot of talks in town about, you know, the second wave, right? Because a lot of countries have been emerging the second wave of because of imported cases.
Yeah.
So I think that could also be on people's mind when they were looking at the survey as well. So I think all these different uncertainties about there's no vaccine, imported cases, other countries are facing the second wave, there have been surprisingly a lot of talks on it. Although the report is that the reality is that we have calmed down and the dormitories have been cleared, right, one by one.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. And the community cases have been coming down. But people are generally probably a little bit worried about the import cases, which is rising every day. Yeah.
Talking with Weeching Tan of Ipsos here in Singapore. When you look going forward, I know you can't predict the future. That's why you do surveys to figure it out. But as we move into phase three, which is expected toward the end of the year, assuming, you know, all goes well, would you expect these numbers to change drastically? Would you think that people might be a little bit more confident about their job security, given the fact that, hey, if COVID's getting a little bit better, maybe the economies will open up?
Definitely. Although I don't think the numbers will change a lot, let's say the next 3 months, by the end of the year, probably in January, we might see a bit of a difference. But I don't think it would drastically change, because generally Singaporeans are still a bit more conservative about the future.
Yeah.
And not to forget that we were already in technical recession even before COVID hit. It's just a matter of COVID accelerating it. So I do believe that the numbers will not change drastically. It might improve a little bit, but it won't change drastically. That's my take on it.
Yeah. Give us those top line numbers once again, the percentages that are worried about various things. I think there were several highlights.
So I think 26% were worried about contracting COVID, but they were the least worried amongst the 6 Southeast Asia countries, which was great, in contrast to other countries at about 60 to 70%. However, when it comes to confidence, you can see that 56% of Singaporeans are less confident today about their job security, and that's the highest observed in Southeast Asia. And last but not least, you can see that 32% say that the government's priority should be to protect jobs, and that's far more than the rest of the Southeast Asian countries.
Interesting statistics. When will the next survey go out? Do you have plans for one, a follow-up?
Probably in January. That's where we were looking at to look at that.
All right. Guiqing, we'll look forward to having you back on when you get the results of that next survey.
Sure.
Thanks, as always. Thanks for coming on to explain to us what people are thinking about various topics. This time, it's obviously COVID-19, job security, pay packets, all the things that are of great importance and interest to many of us. But thanks for coming on with us today, Guiqing.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Glenn. Thank you. Have a nice day.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.